Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's bring in Ron Katz. He's the Director of Advancement and External Relations of the New England Air Museum for just a couple of minutes. Ron, good morning.
Hi, Ron.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we can hear you fine.
Can. Absolutely.
So Thursday, the governor has proclaimed it to be New England Air Museum Appreciation Day. What kind of events will be taking place at the museum that day?
So we have a new exhibit that's opening this weekend, and on Thursday is actually the 40th anniversary of a tornado in Windsor-Locks that destroyed the Air Museum, almost completely destroyed it 40 years ago on October 3rd.
Hmm. And it was...
And... Sorry?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead. We can hear you.
Yeah, okay. We're having a small members opening of the event, of the exhibit on Thursday evening.
Okay.
But what we're really looking forward to is this weekend when we unveil to the public the this exhibit that really outlines exactly what happened, how significant the tornado was 40 years ago, how much damage it does, and what the proclamation from Governor Lamont is all about, and why we've he's agreed to name Thursday New England Air Museum Appreciation Day is that over the past 40 years, we have had literally hundreds and hundreds of volunteers from companies all around the state.
I know a bunch of
come in and help us to restore the aircraft that we have on exhibit right now. And so we really wanted to do something to commemorate all of the work that's gone into restoring these incredible aircraft.
Ron, at that time, back October 3rd, was there some thought and some wondering if, in fact, it could even be, you know, repaired?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the photos that we have in the exhibit, you know, if you look at them, you know, your immediate thought is, oh, my God, how could they ever come back from that? These are historic aircraft that were completely flattened. But, you know, through a lot of work of the people who ran the museum back then and a lot of community support, a lot of money was raised to really bring the museum back. And right now, you know, if anybody was there at that time, we were one building up on Route 75 in Windsor Locks. Now we've got three large aircraft hangar with almost 100 restored aircraft.
God, and they are beautiful. And by the way, you know, it's not just looking at aircraft. Some of them you can actually get in. What's the one? The Clipper, whatever it was. I know you can get in that one.
What
do you got? What do you got?
We've got a lot of open cockpit days. In fact, we have one coming up just next weekend. But even during the normal days, we'll have a few of the aircraft open. We've got some helicopters. We've got an F-100 jet that people can get in the cockpit of.
And I do want to mention also, in addition to looking at all these wonderful things and learning something, and you will, the other thing is, you know, you have a lot of interactive things as well.
We do. And one of the most interactive things that we have that we're really proud of is the human interaction. We have docents, our museum explainers, who will take people through and talk to them about the history of the aircraft. They'll not only help people get in them, but they'll tell the whole story of where the aircraft were used, what they were used for.
Right. What time is the museum open this weekend?
This weekend, we're actually open 10 to 5 every day except for Mondays. So starting 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, we're open for the weekend.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Ron.
Hey, Ron, thanks for a couple minutes. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, too.
All right.
758 WTIC. Really is. I mean, if you've not been there in 10 years, lots changed. In fact, Hartford was one of the balloon capitals of the world.
Really?
Yep. 758. Gondefier, the French whatever he was into this thing. Balloonist.